Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on the show, starting in 2 seconds. It's the pony show, not the introduce everybody show. I might consider, Sienna, I may consider mentioning it.
Hello and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, October 30th. I am your host, Pandora Rose. This is my co-host.
Barely made it here. That was so awesome. I called in and it was like, your show is scheduled to start in 5 seconds. I'm like, yes. I'm a little alley cat, by the way, for those of you who haven't figured that out. So I'm going to see if I can do that every week now. I'm going to see how close can I cut it? How freaked out can I get Pandora Rose?
Not a good thing to do.
Why? We can do. Come beat me up?
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to take you a while to get here.
That's besides the point.
Well, half our show is besides the point. I mean, that's besides the point.
Okay, where's that mute button again? Let me see. Where is it?
Where did that thing go?
So, yes, it is the 30th of October, which means tomorrow is
Halloween!
Yippee!
Yay! Spooky, scary time. Magical, mystical Halloween time. Lots of candy time.
Favorite time of year for me.
Shoot the kids in the window with a BB gun time. Halloween.
Yeah, I don't think we're supposed to do that.
Yeah, no, just totally kidding there. Like kids, I'm giving out candy. Kind of goes with the whole being a parent thing. You have a kid, you tend to kind of like kids and be nice to kids. That's
really
the idea,
that's
anyway.
That's the idea.
Not everybody does that, but, well, nice parents, they do. Believe it or not, I'm a nice parent. I know that's really hard to believe.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, it is not. I co-host a My Little Pony talk show. Just how mean can I be?
Just because you co-host a My Little Pony talk show does not mean you're nice.
This does. Sort of. Kind of. Sure it does. It means I have a soft, gooey center somewhere. And, well, that just didn't sound right. But it means, yes, that I'm nice somewhere deep down inside, outside of my belligerent and discontented, malcontented exterior.
Oh, dear God, don't let the insurance companies know that.
Hey, I have extra insurance. Not because I need it, but just because I get sued so much. I mean, you know.
Now then my reputation.
It wasn't my fault
call,
they
will go
sell, but, you know. I'm kidding. Again, yeah, that was a lame attempt at humor. Sorry, guys. Sorry. It's a good thing we don't have, like, that live audience in front of us, because, like, when I totally do something totally stinky, they can, like, look at me and be like, oh, that was just so lame. You know, but I don't have to, like, face that. And you can just do the, I'm going to giggle so she doesn't feel bad giggle. It makes everything all right.
Yes, because everybody knows my giggles make everything all better.
You know, it's just like the toilet in the new little My Little Pony nursery. I love that thing. The new G3 nursery. You play with it, you hit the little lamp, and the little light comes on, and the little lullaby goes on. You hit the toilet, and you flush rainbows.
What?
And sprinkly noises. Bling! Because, you know, ponies don't. They don't, you know, it's cupcakes that comes out of there or something. I don't know.
It's rainbows that come out of there.
It's rainbows, yes, it's rainbows, okay. Rainbows and twinkle stars. But I thought that was so awesome. Now if I'm in the toy store, I you know, have to go by the toy aisle and press the toilet. I'm going to wind up having to buy this stupid thing and find a place for it. It's expensive.
How much was it the last time you saw it?
Oh, gosh, I want to say it was like $40. I think. If anybody's listening live, could you look it up and call in live? Let us know. Price is Right. How much is that nursery? I'm hoping maybe it'll, like, go on sale or, you know, Christmas around the corner. Maybe I can snag it for $20. I'd be happy with that. I could do 20.
Hey, day after Thanksgiving special. Now, that would be it.
And then they'll be all gone. That's what will happen. And then I'll be buying this stupid thing for $50 on eBay.
Yeah, I say day after Thanksgiving special because, you know, I am a shopaholic when it comes to the day after Thanksgiving.
Really? Are you one of them freaking crazy people that get up at like 3 a.m.?
Two. Honey, two.
No, you do not. Really?
Seriously.
Wow.
You're up at like 2:30 in the morning.
Why go to bed? It kind of seems like it's defeating the purpose. I don't go to bed sometimes till 2 in the morning, and you're getting up at 2 in the morning. I mean, something's not right.
Well, see, we use that for our nap time because we're up at 2 a.m. and we come home. We start shopping. We head out at about 3, and then we come home sometime around 2 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I mean.
Wow. Okay. That's crazy. If I go out around, I don't know, 12, 1 o'clock, I'm like, well, maybe I'll hit lunch hour and everybody will be taking a break or taking a nap because it's bedtime because they were up at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's when I go out.
No, see, we hit every single sale we can find.
Wow. I just looked up the nursery at Toys R Us. They want $45. I think I've seen it for cheaper, like at Target last time I looked. It might have been $40. Yep, it's $40.49 at Target. Let's see if Walmart can beat that price. All right, so we got $40.49. What do you want to bet? Walmart will be like $40.29.
Probably.
I bet you. Because, you know, it is Walmart. A place every year that I say I'm going to boycott because of the way they treat their employees, but I always go back. $39.96. Ding, 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 ding. Harry, guys, you got to save that, what was it, 53 cents.
Yes, that we do. Definitely we do. So,
see, now this is a perfect example of what happens this time of year. We've got this lovely holiday happening tomorrow called Halloween, and half the stores are already putting out Christmas decorations because, you know, Thanksgiving just doesn't exist anymore. That's just a big dinner day. I mean, you just don't, they don't pause for Thanksgiving. It goes right from Halloween to Christmas, and it's starting to psychologically affect me. You know, I used to, like, ignore the fact that Christmas was that close until maybe, the, I don't know, occasionally, but it's like, I got Christmas on the brain already.
Yeah, I know. They
start talking about Halloween and, like, Pavlov's dog, I associate Christmas now with Halloween. That's just wrong. That is commercial capitalization in America gone bad. I'm a product of my environment. Toys R Us is going to pay for my therapy bill.
I think they're going to pay for a lot of therapy.
Yeah,
but I have
obviously
to,
I'm not winning that case, huh?
No.
No therapy money coming in my direction.
I told you before, the reason why they jumpstart to Christmas is because Christmas is retail's biggest selling time. That is when.
Yeah, but the thing is, it gets sooner and sooner every year. And you have to take in the whole social aspect of that. America is not so much a producing nation as we are the world's biggest consumer, and that is what we do. If America stops buying things, the whole world will come to a crumble. I mean, oh, darn, isn't that happening? Oh, yeah, it is. See? That's why they're pushing Christmas. If we were in another country, we'd be pushing oil or something, corn.
That we definitely would be. Okay.
This is what happens when you take college courses. Like, whatever it is that you're taking, all of a sudden it's like, it's in your brain all the time. You can't get away from it. You can't just, like, turn it off. I remember when I was taking history, it was like, talk about My Little Ponies, and somehow I could find a way to relate it to New Rome and first century Rome. You know, it was like, how the heck did that come up? You know? The Spartans did an image that reminded me an awful lot of Sundance. You know, it's just go figure. yeah, so this is the bad thing. This is the bad thing about trying to educate yourself when you're older. It's like you take it too seriously and you actually remember this stuff and think about it and bring it up in completely unrelated areas. Like My Little Pony talk shows and stuff. What the heck?
Yes,
okay, Halloween is tomorrow. Yes, we're not going to talk about Christmas. We're not going to talk about how am I going to find this nursery for cheap and where I'm going to put it. Nope, we're not going to talk about that. I'm talking about Halloween.
No, we are not. Yes.
My daughter, did I tell you what my daughter was going to be?
What is your daughter going to be?
She's going to be Sponge Babe. That's what the costume is called. It's actually SpongeBob, but you're a girl. So.
Oh, God.
So they call it Sponge Babe. It was like, believe it or not, you know, I don't know if you ever go out and look at these Halloween costumes that they have. But, you know, I'd say 80% of them are, for the females, have a rather, how should we put this? Not necessarily appropriate for 13-year-olds.
No.
You know, come on. With a name like Sponge Babe gives you an idea. I mean, that just everything seems to be geared in that direction, and so that was like one of the most innocent costumes I could find. At least the top was a real t-shirt, you know, it was like covering everything, and the bottom was a skirt that, oh my gosh, you know, went down far enough, and the socks, you know, were like knee highs, not thigh highs, and you know, it was like, oh my gosh, it's like a real Halloween costume. It's not a Little Lolita. Did you know they even have a Little Lolita costume, for crying out loud? That's just wrong. That's wrong on many, 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 many levels. Okay, because there I am just thinking, gosh, trying to make them into Little Lolitas. Literally, they have a costume for that. So, that was my thing. They're trying to steal the innocence from our youth. That's why my daughter played with My Little Ponies. No Barbies, no Bratz, not going there. Keeping her innocent as long as possible. Keep that in mind, Amy, when you have children, should you choose to do that, I mean, you did have that talk with your mom, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're on the same page. Be a good mom and stay away from Bratz. That's not to say all you people that are listening that actually let their kids play at Bratz are necessarily bad parents. Got to put in a disclaimer, but I think there are better choices.
Yes, there are.
Although, for Halloween... As an adult, you could dress up like a Bratz doll. Totally.
There you go.
So, what are you doing for Halloween?
Probably sitting at home and handing out candy.
What candy did you get? Did you get the good candy, or are you one of those hand out the weird candy people?
No, I get the good candy.
All right. What's good candy? Come on, tell me what you got loaded up with.
Okay, hold on. Let me go ask my mother what we bought for Halloween candy. Because she's the one who knows this. What did we buy for Halloween candy? And, of course, my mother don't remember.
Right, because the house is so big and the kitchen is so far away that you couldn't possibly go look.
We got Snickers, Three Musketeers, Smarties, which I think half of those are going to be eaten by me by the end of the night.
Smarties are like the candy that's like, man, I can't believe they totally cheesed out on us and gave us Smarties. But, you know, we all eat them. It's like, it's weird. It's just a strange candy that way. You're rarely excited to see Smarties when you're a kid walking around to get them, but you always have so much fun eating them.
Yes. And also my mother got chewy center gum gums, so she did get something weird.
That is weird.
But we're always...
They're chewy what gum gums?
Gum gum. And as always, luckily due to having some very personal connections, we will also be giving out potato bags of potato chips.
Okay, you are the weird house, okay? I have officially deemed you the weird house. Because after your 20 pieces of Snickers and Three Musketeers go bye-bye, there's going to be weird stuff left over. Smarties, dum-dums, and bags of potato chips.
Oh, come on. You're telling me that your kid would be unhappy getting a nice little bag of potato chips that is so fresh they just came from the factory.
I guess that would be interesting. What flavor?
Depends upon what we get.
Fresh or rejected? Which are we getting?
No, fresh.
So they are fresh. They're not the, oh, yeah, well, these fell off the conveyor belt. You can have them.
No. They're actually good. They're fresh and they're
well,
not.
That's kind of cool. I mean, I would definitely, as an adult, when that happened, I would look at it and go, wow, that's a lot of money. Knowing, you know, how much little bags of potato chips cost, I'd be like, that's a strange thing to do with your money, but now I understand. It's people that have strange connections. But I will say I am one of those paranoid parents that don't let my kid keep candy that's wrapped, that can be unwrapped and wrapped, such as, like, lollipops.
Hmm.
Unless they're, like, sealed up really well. But if they can unwrap it and then twist it back together, you know, I don't go there unless I know the people.
Hmm.
I grew up in the era of the razor blade and the apple.
Yes.
Where we literally took our bags of candy to the hospital and had them x-rayed.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
My mother told me all about that.
Yeah, it was nuts. And you know what I heard? I heard it really only happened one time, like, ever, that anything was ever found in Halloween candy, and that the other times it was actually done by, like, a relative, not, like, from some random Halloween knock-knock.
Yeah.
But still. I still buy into all that and get a little weird about the candy.
Yeah,
inspect everything before she can have it. It is awesome, though. I mean, the people are getting more generous at Halloween time, I will say that. Last year she came home, she dumped her candy out on the table, and it took up the entire table. I was like, oh, my word. And she doesn't really eat candy, okay? I'm like looking at her going, why did you do this? You will not eat, like, 2/3 of this. This stuff, we'll have to throw it out at Easter to make place for the Easter candy, which then we will throw out, like, you know, when birthday season comes or something. I mean, it's like, it's crazy.
See,
I wind up eating most of it.
If you're in swaps, you know what you do? You turn around, and as long as it's still good.
Thank you. But, you know, that is a little weird, is like when you send Halloween candy in a Christmas swap, because I don't know if you've noticed, a lot of times that Halloween candy has, like, Halloween decorations on it.
But you know what I do? I wait until it's, like, one of those random swaps. So, basically, I throw in anything and everything because
So you wait till Easter and you send out Halloween candy. That's awesome.
No. No, what I'll do is, you know, any of the little leftovers from, say, a holiday swap I have, because I'm always buying this extra little, you know, the Christmas, the Halloween erasers, the Christmas pencils and all that stuff.
So you've got, like, a stash closet with all kinds of weird odds and ends, so, like, you could, at a moment's notice, be in a swap box.
Yes.
That's
if it's
cool.
A random swap box, it is going in there.
I'm totally getting hooked on that stuff. I hope I have a good experience. Did I tell you I signed up for two swaps?
Oh,
for Christmas.
Say.
I signed up for swaps. Yes, me. Yay. I'm going to give back to the pony community. Now, I'm actually excited. I can't wait to start shopping and finding all the little doodads and whatchamabobs and special ponies they want and put them all prettied up and ribbons and bows and such,
mm-hmm.
and send them on their way.
I've already... I thought...
You didn't sign up for the one that I signed up for.
Which one?
Not telling you. If I tell, well, no, I guess my name is on the list. I mean, it's not like it's hidden. The one over at the Trading Post.
Ah. See, I'm on the arenas.
Right. Well, the arena was just like, the arena is like the 2 a.m. people. That's what it is. All you 2 a.m. people are at the arena because they were like closing the sign-ups for the Christmas swap like on Labor Day. All right? It was like crazy early. All right, maybe it wasn't Labor Day, but it was like last week or something. It was 2 weeks before Halloween. I mean, it was, come on. I'm not even thinking Christmas yet.
Well, that's because, you know, you've got to get these boxes out by like the 7th for international shipping, the 7th of December for international shipping.
Right. Well, they, see, at the Trading Post, they have more confidence in our ability to be able to get something together in 5 or 6 weeks versus 8.
Well, actually, I didn't even get my partner until, hold on, let me get to the arena. The arena. Let me see when I got the, I got mine on Sunday.
Cool. So, I'm getting my partners on Wednesday.
Ah. So it's like one.
And that means that two other lucky individuals will get me, because I signed up for two. Because I was like, you know, if one doesn't go well, then maybe the other one will.
Well, see,
you have to have two. You have to have, like, a variety.
There you go. See, I did the unofficial swap last year, and I had two partners. One partner, I ended up, she ended up being really snippy during the swap. So
do I recall you talking about this or something last time?
Yeah.
Well, actually, is this one where you actually like knew who your swap partner was going to be or something? This is like completely random. I sign up and say, give me two people, and they give me two
That's
people, and you don't know who has you. It's not like you can, like, barrage them with emails and say, did you find this for me?
No,
I think they're all supposed to be.
In the post, she was just being really obnoxious.
Oh, I see.
And it was like, oh, my God, I cannot believe you're being obnoxious in this post.
I can't believe
so,
I'm stuck with you as a person I got to buy for. I mean.
Exactly.
Wow.
But then I had the other one who was great to buy for. I mean, I ended up making, her box ended up being a very big project. I ended up making it into a story where all the packages had to be opened in order. And, oh, my God, I will never do that again.
Too much work?
Oh, my God, it was beyond too much work.
Okay,
but
well,
I'm happy.
I don't need you to. You don't need to join that other swap. Don't worry about it.
Well, I'm already in two swaps. I'm in the official arena holiday swap, and I'm in the unofficial holiday swap.
Well, this
swap
will be kind
too.
Of cool because, like, we're kind of spreading ourselves across different venues. You're doing the swaps at the arena. I'm doing the swaps at the Trading Post. We're getting, like, all visibility out there.
But I thought it was quite funny last year, my box, the box I got it the day before Christmas, and I get this box from Microsoft. And I'm looking at this thing going, I didn't order anything from Microsoft. I looked at my mother, did you order something for me from Microsoft? And we're both looking at each other, no. So I started opening it, and I'm looking, and it's like these little tiny little wrapped up packages. So it's like, slam the lid down, and it's like, okay, I'm not going to open this until tomorrow because tomorrow is Christmas.
Wow. I'm telling you right now, when I get my box, I'm ripping that sucker open. I am not waiting.
I normally do. I normally rip it right open, but I figured, okay, it's Christmas Eve. I'll be good. I will not open it until tomorrow. I figure it's only one day. And it was lots of fun opening up a pony package the day of Christmas.
Why every week must you somehow make yourself part of the show of which you are not an official host or co-host or even guest star? Okay, my daughter has graced us with her presence yet again. Say hello. So they can hear you since you're interrupting.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
She has went ahead after all of these years and officially made her own board name. She is now having her own board name over at the Trading Post. She can actually make her own post and have her own identity separate from mine. Thank goodness.
Okay, everyone say it now. Yay!
Don't cheer for yourself.
Yeah, I do.
Her name, for those of you that listen, is going to be Dutch Diary Kitten.
Woo!
Because,
and why is that, Dutch Diary Kitten? Well, because Kitten was my old nickname since my mom's Little Alley Cat, and Dutch Diary is my favorite pony. If this was like a TV show, I'd pull her out and show you. But in case you don't know, she's like a dark blue color and neon blue.
We're not at the international show yet.
I know, but I really like her.
We're not going to be there for a while.
Well, I was describing.
They don't need to know that you're ruining this.
And
it's not
like
an international show. Okay, we're going on mute. Okay, I'm back. Actually, we had done a... I'm not listening. Ignore the mumble in the back. We did a poll and said, okay, does she want to be...
Don't even think about touching the pony snacks as retaliation. I won't feed you dinner. You have to get dinner.
I mean, I'm a good parent. Come on. We did a poll. Because she couldn't decide if she should be Dutch Diary or Kitten. And somebody, and I wish I could remember who at the moment, said, oh, be Dutch Diary Kitten, combine them. And we're like, oh, my gosh, that's genius. That is absolute genius. And then all these people that got on the board, they're like, yeah, yeah, do that. And, you know, we caved to peer pressure, and we did.
There you go.
Actually, that was a really good idea. And Sienna is about to tell, I mean, Dutch Diary Kitten is going to tell me who made that suggestion. Once she finds the post, which is going to be keeping her busy for a while. Good.
Found it.
Oh, dang. It was down near the bottom. No, on the first page. It's not. Cause
page one of two.
Fine. Doesn't look like it. All right, go down. Yeah, sorry, we have technical difficulties here at the moment. Where'd it go?
Don't delete
that. Is this the introduction post?
Yeah.
It's not on the introduction post, it was on the poll. What name should I choose? Not the, hey, this is my name post. Wow, okay.
That will take you some time to find. Good. She will be occupied. Seriously, can I please do the show? Really? No. I mean, you know, sometimes these little 5-minute segues are fun, but this is getting long. That was on the general discussion board. Bye.
I started to actually get overheated there. My goodness. We're going to have to, like... come up, you know, we keep saying this every week, some sound thing that we're going to add to be associated with something. We need a sound associated with the weekly interruption of said daughter.
I'll find something that you will like. Deal?
And you still got to find, like, the world's smallest violin playing or something like that that you can play for every time that I say, I used to have that and I sold it. So that you can play that. Can you play sounds and then have a person talk at the same time? Like, if you were playing a sound, would you be able to hear me speak?
If I have it low enough.
See, that would be
so
that'd
we'll
be cool. See,
so
we're letting people in on the behind-the-scenes working of our show. You need to get, like, a violin track and play it every time I go on my little rant.
Yeah, so I'll have to.
Special shout-out to LLP Pony Girl. For suggesting little Alley Cat's daughter's starring, what was her name? Dutch Diary Pony, or Dutch Diary Kitten. Okay.
There we go.
She was the one that came with the brilliant suggestion.
And
so,
brilliant one indeed.
Moving along.
So,
you can have your show back now.
How did you do this week in pony buying?
You know, I think I've fallen off the wagon. And I'm buying again. I'm like going into like crazy. I gotta have them all you know, mostly it's been trying to recuperate ones that I regretted selling or trying to upgrade special ponies or going, I could have swore I had that. Where did it go? You know, I have a picture of it, but I can't find it. So what did I do this week? I made a trade. I had some Mimi and Goo Goos, mint on card and loose, that I've been I put up for sale and for trade, like on the miscellaneous board. And if you don't know what they are, they're like Polly Pockets, but they're little itty babies. They're cute, but again, one more thing I just don't need to have right now because my room is so much smaller. And so I traded some of those for Mint and Box Dollar General G3 Chocolate Delight, I think it was, or Chocolate Chip, and Rhythm and Rhyme, and two little Ponyvilles that were loose. I think it was Triple Treat and Fluttershy, the little tiny itty-bitty chibi thingies. So I did that, and I won an auction, and I guess that showed up, and it was one of the Princess Brush and Grows. The purple one with the tulipy looking flowers. I can't remember her name, but she's purple. And I got her, and I foregoed and went past all of that bidding baloney and went straight to the classified section of the My Little Pony Arena and bought a couple ponies from there. Just the whole click buy it now thing, you know, from your friendly neighborhood pony collectors that you can trust and love. And those haven't arrived yet, but I did, you know, I'm in the process of paying for those. But and that would be a mint condition Applejack and a long-haired Bowtie who looks like she's pretty darn close to mint, too. So.
Wow.
What else did I do? I'm like losing self-control. Oh, yes,
oh
and I bought
God.
Streaky. I bought the Rainbow Curl Streaky, which was the last one that I needed for my rainbow set, my rainbow curl set, because I'm very picky on those curls have to be the Mint Factory rainbow curls. And so I found a Streaky for a reasonable amount. It was like $7 for like a buy it now, and usually you see her for like $20-something, ridiculous. So I said, okay, I'll do that. Her tail isn't absolutely mint, but her mane is, and I can fix the tail. I'm not worried about that.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. What the heck? Something is pissed. I think I'm feeling feverish. What is wrong with me?
I think me opening up the Pony Genie bottle last week actually worked.
What it did was it released something weird into the air, and it sent me on a fervid hunt. And, also, I think that's also because I'm so excited about doing the swaps that I'm getting into that whole search and seek and, I wouldn't say destroy, but that. That hunt mode, you know, gotta find it, gotta get it, it's gotta be perfect, gotta get it now, and it's working. I'm doing much better.
That's good to you. Well,
How about you? I actually
did okay. I won two items. I will not say what they are because they are for the swap, and actually, just as the show started, I won the second pony for this one person.
Oh!
So I'm two up.
Yeah.
What's the
limit on your bucks? How does yours work?
The first one is a $30 minimum.
Of ponies or items or what? How do they break that down?
It's got to be worth $30.
Of pony or the box?
Box.
Okay, so what's the minimum for the pony spending?
That's how much the ponies in the box need to be worth.
Okay. See, now, I wanted to get on one that was a little bit more, because I think ours is a $25 limit, but the ponies have to be at least $15 worth of ponies, but don't spend more than $25 on the box. I wanted to get in on a swap that kind of upped that ante a little bit, but that's okay. I'll probably do more than I'm supposed to.
I always do. I always end up doing a lot more.
I think most people do. Do you remember that crazy, crazy swap that happened not that long ago where it was like, I think it was like supposed to be like a $30 limit and people were getting like $100 ponies? I was like, what the heck? What happened with this swap? It was crazy.
It was.
Yeah, that was the one you were part of and you got the G2s from.
Yes.
And I was looking at that thread and going, how much was the limit on this box? What the heck? It was crazy.
It was. It really was.
It was people going out of control.
It can happen. It can
happen. I'm trying to keep myself reined in. But that's cool. See, I'm jealous because since you know who your partners are already, you've been able to actually go out there and start hunting for the items. And I'm
actually, the one for the unofficial swap, I happen to have two ponies that she wanted.
What, that you're taking out of your collection or just your extras that you had for selling and trading?
Selling and trading, and they're in pretty good, they're in good condition.
Yeah, you see, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at my extras, and I'm thinking, you know, I can, like, toss those into the box, and it doesn't have to technically count towards the pony spending because I already had it.
Well, see, it's not how much you spend. The ponies actually have to be worth that much.
I know, but that would be cheating if I just so happen. I mean, for me, I mean, this is my little workaround for me to be able to put more in the box. If I just so happen to have, say, a pony worth $15, but I already had her, I didn't, like, actually have to spend the $15 to get her, you know, at least purposefully for the swap. Maybe I did 10 years ago or whatever, but that doesn't matter. Let's just say I have her, and, you know, so it's like I haven't spent any money on ponies yet, plus I'm already up a pony. So for me, that's like a freebie in there. That's like, you just got lucky because I already had this pony and I'm still going to spend whatever, $15, $30, whatever that limit is, to put more in that box just because it's fun.
Well,
so I'm very excited. I'm actually looking at these lists going, oh, I hope I get her because I have that pony.
I did have a couple of personal losses. I was bidding on the My Little Pony Petite Ponies Royale Palace with three ponies. My maximum bid on this thing was $30.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I so lost $114.50.
For the Petite Pony Palace?
Yes.
Oh, don't make me cry. Okay, violin track. I used to have all the petites, except for the international freaky stamp
one. I'm not even done yet.
And
I
had the castle, and I sold it for so little, comparatively speaking. Wow.
That's not even the other, that my second loss was a
no,
lot.
No, that's not a bad loss. I mean, it's the loss that hurts is like if you bid 30 and it sells for $30.01. Then you want to kick somebody. But, you know, I can totally take a loss where it was like $70 more than what I bid. That's cool. Do you not agree? The pain isn't as sharp?
I was kind of shocked when all of a sudden it jumped.
Well, yeah, that's what sniping does.
But the next
we've discussed this, right, about you either having to be there to snipe or getting into a sniper program, right? That's how
yep,
you do it.
For $100.
Well, no, I mean, obviously, you only do the amount you're willing to do. But I have to admit, I would have been shocked too. I would have been very shocked.
But my other loss was actually a 14 petite lot. My max bid on this was 20. It went for 51.
For 14 petites, that's not bad.
But it was like, holy cow, where did all these people come from?
Christmas, and you talking about petites every week. Hello.
You think?
You think? Yeah, see, there are certain ponies or parts of the pony collection that I will not talk about because I'm looking for them. All right, now there are some that I'll talk about because they're somewhat common. You know, maybe I'm just looking for one in really good condition. But there are ones that I'm just like, you know, I don't want people to know that I'm looking for this particular thing.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
I do have a pony package to open if we want to open that before we call upon our genie.
Okay.
And this happens to be the one from Australia that I won live on the show 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. That was funny.
So here we go. I'm going to rip it open.
Okay. Nice rip.
I like the packaging because it comes with this little pull tab.
Yeah, those are awesome, aren't they? It was like a moment of inspiration. Somebody decided to do that. I wish they would figure that out with those plastic things that everybody gets sliced up on.
Ooh.
That sounded like a ghost. I thought we had, like, another, you know, pony of Halloween Past coming on. What was that?
She's nice, but she's got
three dots on her.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no, not the dreaded pony cancer dots, are they? What color are they?
They're, like, brownish.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It sounds like you have a case of pony cancer.
They're really tiny.
Yeah, pony cancer does start small and brown. Sort of like a coffee color, maybe coffee with cream color.
Yep, that's
yep,
right.
Yep.
I'm sorry, four.
Four. Oh, yeah, you're done. You're doomed. It's over. That's the suckage. Were spots mentioned in this auction?
I don't know. I'm about to pull it up right now.
You know, that's what the stinker is. That happened with me with, I think it was with one of my bow ties that I got. And this is when it happens, when you start to get really persnickety and picky about your collecting. You wind up buying like 20 bow ties, trying to find that perfect bow tie. And she was so gorgeous, and she had a spot of cancer on her. I was like, no!
It does mention it has a couple of dots on her, but it doesn't say, it didn't.
Whenever you
kind.
See that in an auction, you must ask details. I always email the seller and say, okay, these dots, can you A, give me a close-up picture, or B, what color is it? Is it a coffee or coffee with cream color? Is it round? Is it? I need a very specific. You always, if they say dots or marks, ask specifics, because you'd be surprised how many times it's pony cancer or age spots, whatever they want to call them. That's another one.
But unfortunately, see, this is actually someone that's in the
community.
Don't,
doesn't matter. It's eBay. Doesn't matter.
This is the one who listed that she had stuff up for auction on the TP.
Yeah, well, you know what? That happens. It's either she didn't notice it, or she may not be as well educated, or maybe in her personal opinion that didn't mean it was pony cancer. But you're the one that has to make that judgment. Like, for me, I would have called it pony cancer. I would have said, you know, that it is what it is, that's what it is to me. Now, some people say, oh, no, for pony cancer, it's got to be bigger than this size, or I think only this color of brown is pony cancer, or whatever. For me, if it's brown, it's small, it's a dot, it's cancer. Goodbye.
I think I might end up taking a picture of these dots and sending it to you, see what you say.
Send them to the pony doctor. And, you know, I'm not going to say that there's dishonest people, you know, that sell stuff occasionally, but, you know, I think sometimes maybe things get glossed over in the interest of selling.
You know
it happens. There are most, I think, are fantastic and reputable and great and very honest, but occasionally, you know, somebody might be looking at that pony with some rose-colored glasses. Again, not saying they're, like, you know, evil, horrible doers, but, yeah, I'm telling you. You see the word dot, mark, spot, you've got to ask. Buyer beware. You know, the other thing that I ask about is schmooze. That's the one that's really hard, because somebody might say it has light surface dirt. And that's what they think it is, and it's not. It's that pin dot mold that's on the tips of the ears or the hooves or the lips. And it's real tiny, and that's actually a fungus that's embedded in the plastic.
Okay. Hmm.
And that's what schmooze is. And some people just don't recognize that that's what it is. So I actually have to, you know. But again, because of how important it is to me, I make sure that I ask all those questions. You know, some people wouldn't mind as much, or they'll do the extra work to whatever. There are some methods that can address that. They take hours, and I won't do them, so I just don't get a pony that has that issue.
Right.
Well, but, you know, there were times in my past that I would go to those crazy lengths, but now I've kind of had to balance that out. I no longer have 2-3 hours to spend on a pony, unless we're talking about some crazy expensive pony that I was able to get for like $10 and it was like $150. Yeah, then I'll take the time. But for your average pony, no. But there are a lot of people out there. They love doing that. They just love taking that pony that had the dreaded schmooze or something and restoring it to getting all of that stuff out there. You know, getting it all out.
I like doing that when I can. But, you know,
it is a feel-good feeling, but it's labor-intensive.
Okay. I think it's time we call upon our pony genie. What do you think?
Are you going to yell at her? Say, hey, again, you know, when you ask for things, you got to be specific. No pony cancer next time, please.
I think I might. So let me go.
All right, bring her out.
Let me go get the teapot.
See, this is what happens when we share the pony genie luck. The results get watered down.
Yeah,
maybe we
got to,
like, take
right.
1 week at a time.
Maybe. Okay, here we go. I've got the teapot.
Okay.
Let me rub teapot. The teapot.
Lamp.
Teapot.
L-A-M-P.
Teapot.
Spell it. Nice.
Pardon me.
It's the pony of Christmas past.
Welcome to my parlor. I am the pony genie of this pot.
Pony genie, are you dressed up for Halloween already?
I am. I'm dressed head to toe like Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Apparently, you're a southern Elvira, too. Howdy there, ma'am.
It was a dress rehearsal for tomorrow night. I'm going to a fancy dress party at the National Arts Center in Gramercy Park.
Right on. Are you going as Elvira?
Yeah, I'm going to go as Elvira, and my husband's going as Gomez.
Nice.
And why am I not Morticia? I had definite wardrobe issues. I was supposed to be Morticia, and well, didn't work out. So I'm Elvira instead. Since we'll both be working different sides of the room, it doesn't matter.
See, you know, Gomez is just, he has a date for the evening. You know, Morticia decided, you know, they were going to have an open relationship. There you go.
That's all.
This is a G-rated show, isn't it? Right? Okay, good.
That's still G-rated.
G for gossip. I heard you guys earlier.
Oh,
so,
no.
So this teapot have ears.
Lamp.
Teapot.
Fine. I think I'll make me some tea. How do you like them apples?
No tea.
Oh, how dare
you?
You
were the one that insisted on living in a teapot, not my fault.
So how was your trip to go take and restore your pony genie magic?
It was invigorating, I have to say. It was really a long trip getting there, but it was well worth it. Lots of sunshine, lots of sand, lots of freaky plastic people everywhere.
It would have been nice.
Right at home, being
a
plastic collector, seeing all the plastic
nice.
People made me happy.
See, it would have been nice to know that you were going ahead of time, you know, instead of leaving me a note last week.
There was kind of really no time to call or anything, and, you know, it was just one of those things. Hey, look, did you get your luck or not? I had to wish and run.
Yeah, I got me some luck, and I got me some, I'm just going to spend money till I get luck.
Hey, that's how you got to do it sometime.
There you go.
Excuse the weird noise in the background. It's me filling up a container.
And here's another way that pony luck can come to you. Have you updated your wish lists on the boards yet? I don't know which board you frequent.
Yeah, I update my
wish
list.
They have areas where you post stuff that you really, really want. It's not a want-to-buy list so much as it is a, gee, I wish the pony fairy would come and drop this on my lap kind of, you know, list.
Oh, yeah, I've got that on my wish list. I got a wish list over at the Trading Post. But it also serves as my reminder of what ponies I actually would like to look for.
Okay. So it's a someday list.
But right now I have, boy, this, I know this sound in the background is really disconcerting for you people, but really I'm just making pasta, okay? and it's a really, really big container that I'm trying to fill up. But,
no, you're boiling children. We know you are.
Yeah, you know, well, it is the night before Halloween. I got to get those special treats ready.
Yeah.
I have two on the boards right now because I have my – I have one on the wish list, and then I have one on my swap post. The
right,
post
if you're in
swap.
Any of those holiday swaps, they make you post a big list.
Right, so I'm
and
on that
as well.
And
it should be
well.
Big and varied.
And why haven't you signed up for that swap? Why haven't you signed up for the Christmas box swap?
Oh,
you're
no
on the trading
do.
Post.
Yeah, I know, but I got my hand in too much other stuff right now to be worrying about swapping.
I'm
with
very
people.
Disappointed.
Well, hey, we could swap mano a mano anytime.
Oh,
and that's
okay,
what I do
we'll
with a lot of my friends. I get a lot of stuff at Christmas, and I send out a lot of stuff at New Year's, and I send stuff for Valentine's Day, and I send.
So
stuff
you're like the equivalent of like the pony potato chip person.
What does that mean?
Hello, where were you for the first half hour of the show? Apparently, I
oh,
didn't get enough water.
Oh, with the lollipops, the dum dums.
yeah,
with yeah,
special
that.
Connections for bags of potato chips.
Yeah,
you're
but
my
I don't
special connection for
stuff.
Pony.
I consume. If I regift anything, I regift it to the guys at work because they love the candy. Any candy that I can't eat, I just bring to work and it gets gobbled up by those guys.
Oh my God, that's what I do at work myself.
Men are great for getting rid of food items. It doesn't matter what food item it is. You just
put
bring it around
else
a guy.
On a pretty plate and leave it there and it'll disappear.
It doesn't even have to be on a pretty plate, okay? It could be on a McDonald's napkin and it'll disappear.
That's my office, too.
So, you know, men are wonderful trash compactors that way.
Yes, so are the people I work with. And they're
that's
not all
true.
Men.
Work environment in general makes people consume things I think they otherwise wouldn't normally touch.
Yeah, because the women I work in an office that's predominantly women, and we have still not risen up against our boss. There's something wrong with that picture.
How many women are there where you work?
35 women to 2 men in the office.
Wow.
And there hasn't been a revolt. Why? Come on, that just
no
would be
kidding.
Fun.
I mean, for
2 men, 35 women, you would so have them.
You want to meet 2 guys, always remember to put the toilet seat lid down. Meet the guys where she works.
Yeah, right?
Somebody leaves it up. There's only 2 men there. You know who did it.
And then they're both busted.
Uh-huh.
You guys need to just put them both on the bad list.
See, where Pony Genie works, it's just the opposite. It's 1 girl to 8 guys. I feel like Wendy on the Island of the Lost Boys. I'm like mommy. I'm like big sister. I tell stories. I bring candy. I fix all their mistakes. I put Band-Aids on their boo-boos.
So,
I call them
Genie.
When they oversleep. Yes. Enough
I'm
about that.
Think.
It's the weekend for crying out loud. I don't want to
the Pony Genie,
my,
I want you
life.
To, I want you to use big Pony Genie magic. I want
oh,
you
I
to
brought plenty.
Store it up. Because
my battery is fully charged.
I am honestly nervous about being involved in a swap for the first time again in many, many years. I have not done a swap in many years, and I would like it to go great for everybody. I want it to be everybody happy. And I want to send out great boxes, and I want everybody to get great boxes, and I want it to be a positive experience. So I need Super Pony Genie magic.
Okay, I'm conjuring up some Super Pony Genie magic right now. Okay. One more. Okay, I foresee. Thank you. I foresee a very happy holiday season for, let me see, the names, they're fuzzy, they're hazy, they're coming in. I see them, there's a lot of them. Oh,
there
some
is.
Very nice people on that list. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I see lots of smiling faces, and I see lots of pony joy and everything.
It's Romper Room. Yes.
Wrong show. That's the Magic Mirror.
Yes.
Did you always wait for her to call your name?
Oh, I love did. That show. Yes, I always waited. Come on, say Danielle. And I think she did it one time, and I freaked out.
Yeah.
It was awesome. See, I didn't, back when I was little, my name wasn't as common as it is now, so it took forever for her to get to my name.
in here. My name was so common for the time. I think she overlooked it a lot. I mean, she
you know, that can happen as well.
Like every other day.
Either way, you were stuck. If you had a common name or if you had a not-so-common name, it was all you people in the middle that got lucky.
Jennifer and Ryan and Michael and, you know, common name, common name, common name. Don't get to my name. It's not that uncommon. Come on.
Yeah, those of you that are not aware, I don't know if Romper Room was actually only on the East Coast or if it was everywhere on public TV in the United States, but it was a little kid's show. And it was like this woman who like ran like a daycare or something, but they did like crazy fun things. And she would always pull out this magic mirror. All it was like the mirror frame, but it was empty with nothing in it. And they would do like the cheesy swirl thing in the middle, like, you know, oh, magic mirror, I'm looking in there, and I see Karen, and I see Amy, and I see John. And she would sit there and go off with all these names that she sees in her magic mirror. And so, you know, children like us would sit there with bated breath and, please see me. It was awesome.
I had a shirt. Do you remember Mr. Doobie? He was like a big bumblebee. Like behave yourself and use your indoor voice and do good things for everybody and do good for your parents. He was Mr. Doobie. I had a Doobie T-shirt, or not a T-shirt, like a one of those ribbed polyester turtleneck jobs, you know, that were like all the rage in like 1977. And I was a good Doobie. I still am.
Wow.
That's how I got the genie job. I applied. I put that on my resume.
As a matter of fact, you know what?
I've even seen
a Romper Room shirt recently. I'm going to have to go get now.
They called me back. But, yeah, that show aired in, New York, Chicago, L.A., Baltimore, like a lot of big
cities. Yeah, because I know it wasn't, like, absolutely everywhere. You say Romper Room in some circles, and people look at you like, what? But it was a public radio, a public TV station show, but it was cool. I liked it.
I think maybe Miami.
So what was it, like major metropolitan areas, but not necessarily all the little guys?
Yeah, exactly. And the lady's name was Miss Mary Ann.
Cool. I did not remember that. You know why I didn't remember that? Because it took her so long to get to my name. It's revenge.
You don't remember her name back.
Yeah, you don't want to call my name, lady? You just see if I remember you in 20, 30 years, 4 years, whatever it's been.
And when I finally did get to kindergarten, it felt a lot like Romper Room, you know? You open up with, a Pledge of Allegiance, and then you're going to, march around in a circle and play some silly game walking on those blocks, you know?
11.
Yeah. And it was.
Yeah, it was. So you know what? Gotta go in there. I'm gonna dress up like Mary Ann this Halloween. That's what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna answer the door at my magic mirror.
I wanted to go as the Bermuda
Triangle. That'll freak
kids
out.
But I needed two other people to do it with me, and I couldn't get anybody.
Well, see, I did my dress up today at work, and I won the costume contest at work.
Sweet, congrats! Yay!
What were you?
Don't congratulate me yet. I was a schoolgirl.
Uh-oh.
Complete with a bow in my hair. But see, the only reason why I won was because I was the only one who dressed up. I won by default.
Winning by default.
You won
default.
Oh, man.
But you know what? A win is a win, okay? I remember once when I was actually trying to lose a couple pounds some years ago, and I had gotten the flu or something. It was like you wind up losing like 5 pounds in a week, and it wasn't from dieting. And somebody's like, it doesn't matter, you lost the weight. Who cares how?
There you go.
Yeah, so who cares how you won that contest? You won. That happened to me when I was like 7 or 8. I actually had entered this contest, this drawing coloring contest at like the 7-Eleven, and they had these giant inflatable animals and stuff that were associated with their Slurpees when they first came out with them. And you had to do the coloring contest for whatever animal it was, like, for that week, and then they would, pick the best one, and they'd give you the giant inflatable animal. It was awesome. And I won, like, every week. And
oh, my God.
That was because I was the only kid that entered. I finally found out, like, after the fourth animal, you know, and these things were huge. I mean, some of them were, like, as big as me, all right? And I was for, like, the fourth one, I'm like, do you just like me or something? Why do I keep winning? And he's like, well, you're the only one that enters. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
it was, like, really funny.
Speaking of dressing up, That brings me to the topic of tonight's show.
Finally, yes. We're going back to Halloween.
Yes. Because it is Halloween, and because it just happened to fall like this, and I so pushed last week to make sure it fell like this.
It's all right. Play sets can be rather droll. Although you'd never know you were pushing it, Miss. I have to mention every accessory.
But, yes, I wanted, luckily we actually landed on this on the right day. We are going to discuss pony wear.
Ponies dressing up, yay!
The perfect thing to talk about on Halloween Eve, because, you know, even ponies want to dress up for Halloween. And what did pony wear do?
Dress them up.
Yes,
they got to be dressed up in all kinds of special stuff, not only fancy clothes, but actual characters.
Yes.
So
are we going to go to... Are we going up to the pony room?
We can.
Okay.
Hit it.
And what weather page do I have to pull up to look at pony wear? Let's see here. Hey.
All right, all together now. Pony room. Oh.
I don't think there's actually a website to use for pony wear.
Yes, there is. Actually, you can go to Kim's site. I believe she has it. I know two sites that have pony wear. I can tell you about them in a moment. But guess what?
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 I used to have all the outfits and accessories, and...
You sold them.
Yes, I did. So you know what that means? Other than the bad track, it means I'm leaving the pony room because there's nothing for me to do here. There is no pony wear in the pony room because I sold it all. All of it.
Oh, my God.
I know, well, actually, I think there might be two outfits sitting on some ponies somewhere that like, escaped my notice, but... All right, one last sniff. Bye-bye. Hit it.
Hold on.
You're going to find that backwards for when I'm coming down the stairs.
If I can find that backwards, oh, my God.
Okay, that might be just too creepy, so maybe we won't do that. But, yeah, so I get to actually sit at the computer and look at the pretty pictures because I have no actual in-person representation for the pony wear, with the exception of maybe, like I said, just a couple random items that I happen to keep. But let me tell you the site that you can go to actually see.
Oh, yeah,
she
does have pony wear.
Yeah, hello.
I got Dream Valley open.
I was going to say, I believe I go to My Little Pony Collectors. Let's see what we got. Yes, I go to MyLittlePonyCollector.com, and she also has a whole thing on pony wear.
Yeah, but see, the reason why I didn't want to use the site really is because everything's all jumbled up with the play sets.
No, it isn't. There's a whole thing that just has pony wear, U.S. and international. Pony wear year 2, pony wear year 3, pony wear year 4, et cetera, so forth. International pony wear.
And Kim's site is pretty good, too. It's broken down by year 3, year 4. There's a special
isn't that the same year that I'm looking at, or are you looking at the other one?
I thought you were on Livonia's site.
Yeah, I keep calling her Kim's site. Gosh, Livonia will hate me. Yes, I'm at Livonia's site, and I know Kim also has a site for that.
Well, let's
use section of her page.
I'll look
that.
At Kim's site, and you look at Livonia's, and we'll make all our friends happy. How's that?
Okay.
I'm a very quick scroller, so as long as we're on year 3, I got all the pictures here in front of me.
Oh, that's right. That's one of the problems we run into was that the two of them label their years slightly differently.
Well, I'm not
so we'll just have to kind of go chronologically, and we'll know that whatever year they're talking about, we're still talking about the same sets.
Well, I'm not going to really be talking years, so.
Oh, good. We'll just just make it more confusing for people to follow along on the show. That's just fine.
Just shout out a name, and I'll find the photo.
Yeah, because, like, following us on the show isn't complicated enough.
Okay, let's get into it, okay?
All right, let's go.
Ponies finally have something to wear, so they're not running around naked.
This is fun.
But naked isn't always
fun. See, they didn't know they were naked till they got clothes, and then they all had to be self-conscious. Come on, not cool.
There you go, okay. But yes, we started off very simple, and we started off with 6 different sets. And the first one up, well, howdy, cowboy.
Yeehaw.
It was the best of the West.
Oh, now, good Lord. You need acting classes.
Now, if this was not a pony set of pony sets, I don't know what was. I mean, this was...
No. There is another pony set that is very pony, too. I actually kept that set because it was so pony-esque.
I know, but I'm not there yet.
Well, you just said this was the pony set of all pony sets, and I'm saying there's another
pony set
that was more pony-ish than this, or as pony-ish. Hello?
A pony set that is the poniest of poniest.
Are we going to label something poniest of poniest?
Can we just move on?
Okay.
We've got the Best of the West, which came with a pink saddle, a white cowboy hat, silver reins, a silver saddle blanket, and a puffy sticker.
Apparently, a lot of the sets had puffy stickers, didn't they?
Yes.
Or
later,
they had flat stickers. Didn't pretty much every ponywear outfit have a sticker?
Pretty much. Everyone had.
As far as I know.
As far as I know, too.
This set is actually, I've actually got everything but the blanket and the sticker. Which, gosh darn it, that blanket is hard to find.
It wasn't if you were at the pony meet where I sold all my stuff.
Well, I wasn't there.
And moving right along, so this very first year you said they came out with 6 sets. So what do we got for another set here?
We have is the Great Skates. Ponies on
there we
skates.
Are. Yes, that is so 80s right there, ain't it?
Yes. And why in God's name? Okay, you have 4 white skates, a white headband with a pink stripe.
So Olivia Newton-John.
I know, totally. Let's get physical.
A white and pink blue blanket, a pink and blue blanket, a pink saddle.
Actually, it's purple.
Is it purple?
The blanket is like hot pink.
It's
like
a hot pink and purple.
Purple center.
Anyway, it's a saddle blanket. It's frilly. It's very 80s. And what part didn't you understand?
And the same pink saddle from Best of the West.
Yeah, that saddle
is like
in every playset as well.
No, this actually the Best of the West saddle was different. It was
technically it was different. It had the little handhold on it, but I mean the color of pink plastic they used and that saddle, you know, there's so many of them.
The color is the same, but the design on the saddle was different. It was more Western.
Yeah, it's a little more ornate.
Best of the West
had
the horn on the front. That's a big Western saddle you can hold on to while you
Yeah, this is the one that I think showed up in all the play sets. This particular saddle is the one that was, like, everywhere, the plain one.
Yeah, this one is. But, my God, I've got, like, 18 sets of skates.
Well, you know, that's because the skates also are in another dress-up set.
That's right. There's a mummy baby set, right? Or am I thinking of the ice skate?
I might be thinking of ice skates. I know there's a mommy baby ice skates. Is there a mommy baby roller skate, too? Or is it just that everybody bought a million sets so that they could have roller skates for everybody?
I think it was just a million skates were bought.
Because it was a very popular set. I mean, rarely can you get a lot of accessories without having at least one roller skate.
Yeah.
You could get a lot of, like 80s toys in general, and there'd be a My Little Pony roller skate in there.
See, that's why I think I've got 18 pairs of roller skates. It's because of that.
You gotta say, though, it's very cool.
You got enough to do a pony roller derby team.
Right on. Pony roller derby. Oh, my gosh. That'd be such an awesome idea for the mascot and the for the custom contest at next year's meet. Pony roller derby. Okay, maybe a little violent.
I think it was, I actually had two G3s, and these skates will actually fit a G3 pony. And it was the two where their one had blue legs. It was the granite color. One had blue. The one had pink. So it was, you know, a boy and a girl. They were going out on their first date, and they were going roller skating.
Oh,
that's
so that was a photo
cute.
That I did for a little photo shoot of my own. So I couldn't help myself there.
I'm going to refrain from any not nice comments and just go, that was cute.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Happy Halloween.
But up next, we have the, would you care for some tea?
Oh, good. You know what? I'm going to start taking over.
Two lumps for me, please.
Can I have some cream with mine, please? I'm the cheesy American that's here. Just give me some tea, whatever. Do I get to take a nap after this?
No, because we're going to a tea party.
Yeah, get that. It's an outfit.
Based on your little floral shawl with a little ribbon in the front.
Yes, and the little straw hat and four pink shoes.
The shoes, which are the... other thing, they're the equivalent of the saddle. Same color as the saddle and in every lot.
Yes.
Just the plain pink, no bow, nothing shoe.
Yep. The easiest shoe you can find and figure out.
Yeah, they were used in so many sets.
And these shoes actually came up in the next set. The parade.
I'm going to talk about this one because I love it.
I have this set complete.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, cool.
This is the set. This is one of the one few sets I kept, the Parade Pizzazz marching outfit, because I absolutely love the feather on her bridle. She's got one of those fancy, like, parade horse plume head things, you know?
That's
and one of my
favorite, too.
I love it. I mean, I just love the way that looks on the ponies. I mean, some of these sets you put on them, and they look better on the package than they do on the pony. And this is one of those sets that actually looks like blah in the package. But you put it on the pony, and it's so flippin' cool that it's the one of the few that I actually kept. I love going in there and touching the little plume. It's actually a very cool little thing. And it came with four of those shoes that are everywhere, the four pink shoes, and it came with the headpiece bridle,
the feather
with the big
bridle and
neon
ring.
Green plume on it, and it had a saddle blanket, which was very kind of ornate with like a purple center and then a silver trim and then a pink trim and then a lime green trim and then little silver tassels coming off of it. You know, very, very parade wearing.
Again, this was another... Pony.
This was the one that I was thinking of. When you talk pony, this is the one I think of, because I grew up in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and there were parades for everything there. And so, parades and circuses and, you know, horses dressed up with these things, and they're so cool.
Yes, this is a cute set. But up next, we're going to have royalty.
Dun-da-da.
In Pony Royal. My God, this name...
You've said God like 7 times since we've started Ponyware. If I have to cross myself one more time...
Sorry. But, I mean, how lame is this name for this outfit? Pony Royal.
Oh, don't be all judgmental now.
They really slacked off on this one. But it's a cute set. It's got the magenta robe, the crown with the ribbon tie, the lavender
royal. So the robe is real satiny, and it's got the fake fur trim. You know, it's royalty.
I've got like 8 of the robes, but gosh, darn it, I cannot find the shoes or that crown.
Really?
With me.
Yeah, I think that's another one. I know I have the crown. I don't know if I kept the robe, but I know I have the crown because I was going through my pony stuff, and I was like, oh, look at that. Actually, you know what? I think I do have this one because this is one of those ones that my daughter really liked. Because, well, hello, Major Pony Royal.
Oh, yes.
Didn't matter which pony it was.
They were all royal.
Yeah, and so, and that little crown has a tendency to get yellowed. So that was the one thing I found annoying, was finding it not yellowed or finding it where the little silver bits weren't, like, all kind of frayed and chewed up on it. So I found several of the crowns. It's just getting one in nice condition can be tricky.
I cannot find it at all.
Well, you know, you gotta remember, me and Karen are from a different generation of pony collector back when both things at first were harder to get, but then also once the wave hit, once eBay hit, then you could start to find everything, and people were still putting stuff out at yard sales, and so we could actually find stuff now. I feel sorry for people just getting into pony collecting now, because essentially, really, the only place you have is the boards or eBay. You don't have the amount of places to find your stuff that we did.
No, they're not. They're definitely not at any place.
Because this was one of those sets. I don't know about you, Karen, but it was like always there. You know, you everybody had this set, and so it was not hard at all to get. I think the Pony Genie went to sleep.
I think she did. Hold on. Let me see.
You gonna stuff her back in her bottle so that I don't have to talk to her again and have her not answer me, thanks.
Okay, we did lose her.
We did.
We did. We lost her. Oh, well. Oh, dear.
See, that's what happens for letting her stay. If we would have kicked her out, we wouldn't have had this problem. She started to shrivel up. She was out of her bottle too long.
I think so.
Put the humidifier on high and put her back in.
I did. She put herself back into her bottle.
Okay. Feel better, Pony Genie.
Yes. So we're going to move on to a bedtime set, which I think is uber cute.
Definitely cute.
And I've got this set almost complete except for its sticker. It came with a terry cloth pink pajamas, floral pink nightcap, 4 fuzzy slippers, 1 small curler, and 2 large curlers.
Yes, this was very cute. I like the fuzzy slippers. The only thing that would have made it better was if they were like fuzzy rabbit slippers.
Oh, that would have been uber
cute.
That would have
been the coup de grace, but I'll take the fuzzy slippers.
So out of this set, I've got the Sweet Dreams, Parade Pizzazz, and the Tea Party set complete, except for stickers, of course.
You know, of all the stuff, now, you know, this is one of those things I can't say that I truly regret selling. I don't regret selling all of the ponyware and all that. Some of the sets, yes, a couple of things. You know what I really regret was that I had all of this ponyware in some cases. And there was one case in particular that I had that I stuck all of the stickers on the inside lid. Because some my daughter had gotten in on cards, some just happened to come in lots. And when we first got this one particular case, it already had some stickers on it. So we just said, oh, well, let's just continue that theme. And I sold the case for, like, a rock-bottom price. I should have never sold it. And it had, like, 30 ponywear stickers on the inside lid, as well as, like, some of the individual stickers from the ponies themselves.
I missed
that case. And if anybody out there is listening has that case, because you know who you are if you have it, can I buy it back, please? It's got a lot of memories for me.
Oh, I really
feel horrible. I remember putting, I don't know what I was thinking, seriously, of all the things. I should have kept that one, because I remember when Sienna would put the stickers on the inside of the lid. Maybe I'll make a post for that. Maybe I'll make posts on the TP in the arena saying, hey, guys, who's got my case? Could I please buy it back?
There you go.
Maybe I'll get lucky. It's only been 2 or 3 years since it was sold, so it's not like it's been 10 years.
Right.
2 years. 2 years ago I sold it.
Well, here's Where's to you finding that case? It would be.
Yeah,
real.
You know, I'm gonna have to get that Pony Genie back. Okay, could you hold off on that wish, Pony Genie, for the good swap? Like, use that like in another week or 2 weeks. I need to find my case. That's what I need to do. I need serious pony book.
You do. You definitely do. But
you know, and I know where to look. As a matter of fact, I know exactly where to look. I'm doing it. All right, this is my new goal. This is my new reason for living, people. Gonna find it.
Cool. So to move on.
Okay, moving on.
Let's move on to the next year in ponywear, where we only had 4 sets. And one of these, oh my dear God, the name of this is just beyond. This is 80s tenfold. Flash Prance.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
A rainbow-striped mini dress, 4 pink leg warmers, a purple NLP purse, 4 yellow bow shoes, a pink headband, and, of course, the puppy sticker. I have the dress, the purse, 3 of the shoes, and the pink headband.
Cool. Yeah, had it. Sold it. We'll just, yeah, I'm not going to say everything. Let's just, you know, across the board with the exception of a couple pieces from the later set. I had them all. I sold them all. But that dress, wow. Okay. It's bright.
It is. It's bright. It's colorful. And dear God, I've got two of the dresses, actually. What I've been doing is I've been trying to collect at least 2 of each thing, 2 outfits, so that I can dress up 2 ponies the exact same way. If I can find 2 sets of the playwear. I'm weird, yes, I know.
Yeah, that's not exactly news.
No, it's not. But moving on, we're going to go to a party, and we're going to wear our party time outfit, which is a purple dotted dress, a party hat with printed circles, a present, 4 pink bow shoes, and, of course, the sticker.
Okay.
I have the dress, the hat, and 3 pink bow shoes.
Which one are we talking about here?
The party time.
Yeah, the hat, you know, I think those hats. That's actually a cute little dress. That one is cute.
It is
a
cute outfit. It is a cute little, let's go to the party, let's go
have
fun.
Yeah, I like that one.
It's really cute.
Yeah, some of these outfits are like what you would call like the classics. You know, obviously Flash Prance is one of those things, very 80s and something like that. But or the roller skating outfit, you know, very kitschy. But you look at something like the party time. Oh shoot. Well, this stinks. Sorry. See, this is what happens when you try to cook and be on the show at the same time. I'm making chili for my spaghetti sauce. I took out the wrong container from the freezer. Okay, I guess we're having chili tomorrow. That was the thing. This was one of those outfits that I guess you could say is timeless. I mean, it's a very simple outfit that it doesn't matter what year it is. You know, it doesn't scream 80s. It doesn't scream 50s.
No, it's just cute and it's adorable and it's lovable. And what pony wouldn't love to wear it to a party?
Yeah, it's a very good set. Highly recommended.
Oh, yes.
5 pony stars.
Yes, definitely 5. But up next, we have School Spirits.
Yay, this is another one that's really cute. Oh, I remember when I got this one, I thought this was so cute. The pom-poms absolutely make it.
Yes, the pom-pom pony. Oh, my God. I have everything but the sticker. I have the white MLP shirt. The pink skirt with purple pleats, the 2 pom-poms, NLP pennant, and the 4 purple sneakers. And let me put it to you this way. Trying to make sure that these things were sneakers, oh, my God, you have to be, like, up close and personal with these shoes. Is it a sneaker? Oh, my God, it's a sneaker. Oh, it goes with this set. You have to almost be just up you need one of those little magnifying glasses. Just make sure that you actually have a speaker there.
Yeah, I seem to recall you had to look carefully at it to see if it was a sneaker.
Yes. And up next we have a little bit more of sports love. You have pony love. But it's not the love as in I love you. It's the love as in
tennis.
One love. Tennis, yes.
Yeah, see, this is one of the things I got to say. I liked that they, with our new little accessories and whatnot that you have for our current G3 line. Like, this is another example of this happened with, what the heck is that? Oh, never mind. Sorry. With the ponywear, with the set we just talked about with the pom-poms and the little flag, and now we're talking about this set with the tennis racket. The ponies couldn't hold them. They just sat there on the floor next to them, unless you got a rubber band or something and, like, attached them to their arm. But that is one thing that G3s actually did. You know, they've actually, with these balloons and rackets or whatever, they actually have little ways for them to attach onto the pony's legs so that they get to hold them. I like that.
That is cute. But with the Pony Love set, you did have a white dress, white tennis a white tennis dress, a white tennis panties, a visor, a tennis racket, four white tennis shoes, and, of course, the puppy sticker.
I thought this set was cute, too.
This is cute.
This particular, a lot of these sets in this particular grouping were very simple yet very cute.
Yes, this one was definitely. And the only thing I'm missing out of here is the panties, the shoes, and the puppy sticker, of course.
Had it. Sold it. Next.
Of course. Up next, we're heading back into the 80s for a short while. With the third year, we've got, first up, City Kids. This is a wild set. Just looking at it. Because I've got nothing of this set. I mean, you've got a yellow shirt with geometric designs. You've got a blue skirt, an orange belt, a pink purse, and four pink bow shoes.
Yes, you do.
Someone was colorblind when they put together this outfit.
Yeah, and you're not going chronologically, you said?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say, you totally skipped other stuff that was made the same years. So what are you going, singles and then mom and baby sets? Is that how you're doing this?
Yeah.
Okay, because, or baby sets. Because each year, like the first year, it just had pony wear for single ponies, and then the next year had pony wear for mom and baby, plus additional pony wear, and then they started having things for babies and all these specific things. So since we're not going chronologically, you're just doing it in groups where you're just going over all the single pony sets first.
Right.
All right, just want to make sure I understand where you're going.
Sorry.
Well, you didn't have to look at it.
I couldn't find the remote.
Well, you could have.
You didn't look away?
I did.
Okay, good. Well, okay, good. You looked away. You're all right. You can sleep with me tonight if it'll make you feel better.
Sorry, bad commercial came on. That paranormal movie or something that's freaking everybody out, and the commercial came on for it and creeps my daughter out big time. She'll probably sleep with me tonight.
There you go. No, see, what I'm doing is the regular pony sets first.
Okay, good. Just want to know.
Sorry.
It's all right. Yeah, no, that one, that's an obnoxious outfit, okay? That's just obnoxious.
Yeah. That's just really off the wall, and I don't have anything
horrible.
From it.
And you know what? It's no better in person, okay? It's just, it's no better on card. It's no better off card. There is just, I found nothing redeeming about this outfit. This was just annoying.
The outfit up next is a little bit better. You've got neon lights with an orange and yellow dress with necktie, a black belt, four bow shoes, and a scented body sticker. That's the best. What's the difference with this set? You had scented body stickers with this set, these sets. This set, I got everything but the sticker.
had it, sold it.
This one isn't as obnoxious.
I can't seem to resist saying that. Sorry. Every time you say what you have, I feel like compelled.
Well, up next, I don't have this set. We're having
I probably
a
didn't
luau.
Hold it. Sorry.
We're having a luau.
Woohoo! Okay, I didn't have this set complete. I had pieces of it. So.
Yeah, this one kind of looks interesting. I don't really know. It has a Hawaiian shirt, a grass skirt, a white hat with a flower, purple and orange purse, and four white bow shoes.
And the grass skirt is actually yarn.
Yeah.
So kind of cheesy, okay? It was kind of like the Halloween costume your mom made for you, since we're talking about Halloween.
Yes, and it's not even green.
No.
Yellow.
Because it's supposed to be like the hay or something, I guess. I mean,
oh, okay.
I guess it's your grass skirt 3 days later after the grass dries up.
There you go, that's why. But this next one, I actually have the set, but I have the set mint on card.
Ah.
Strike up the band. I have this
mint on card. That's cute. That's another one I don't know that I ever got complete or not. Don't remember.
Well, I do have it complete because I have it on the card.
Well, there you go. That's a cute one. That one would be, I think, hard for me to kind of keep in the card because you'd want to dress them up with that one.
Yeah, no, but, you know, it's kind of like the pony wear. You know, if I get it mint on card, I'm going to kind of try and resist tearing it
up. Well, I know, but, like, when we got it, it was when Sienna was younger. I mean, yeah. You know, it was one thing to keep certain ponies mint in box because she didn't want them to get messed up or she knew they were really hard to find. You know, there were a lot we did open. But, you know, you can't give a 5 or 6-year-old pony wear and say, okay, keep it on the card, honey. I mean, that was half the fun, was ripping it open and dressing up your ponies.
Yes, because
awesome.
In this set, you have a yellow jacket, a white skirt, a yellow hat with a feather plume. Yet again, we have another plume.
Yep, love that plume.
A silver baton and white sneakers.
Sorry, I'm multitasking. Was there something else you expected me to say? I thought I talked about it enough.
No, I was just saying it's just a cute little set. Definitely.
No, it's just whenever you pause, I think you're like waiting for me to say something. I'm like, no, I've spoken. You can move along.
I'm also taking a breath.
Oh, breathing. Breathing is good.
Yes, we don't want the pony host to pass out here.
Yeah, see, I didn't like the plume on this one so much. The plume on this hat was really lame, by the way, because I've had most of this set, and I was so disappointed in the plume compared to the other plume for the pony pizzazz parade, whatever. Plume was the plume to rock all plumes. This plume was like an afterthought.
Yeah.
It really is lame.
Okay, I'll have to look at it on the card.
Well, when you take it out and look on it, just take my word for it. What's next?
Up next, we're going to have pony wear with jewelry.
Woohoo! I liked these sets. I actually still have a couple of the dresses or something because they were fun.
I have a few pieces from a few of the sets on this one.
Mm-hmm.
From the designer collection, I don't have anything. It has a magenta ruffled dress.
Right, and that's the one that I kept because that one was so funky fun. It's such a cute... From the designer dress is so cute on the pony.
It looks cute. I really want this one. Two silver and pink drop earrings.
But I don't know if I was smart enough to keep the earrings. I'm going to have to look.
And magenta bow shoes. My God, you cannot miss the shoes for this one.
No, you absolutely cannot.
Nor can you miss the ones for the next one.
I have to say, if you're only going to be able to get a couple pony sets, or you only want a couple, this is definitely up there on the list. This is one of those must-haves. In my opinion, this is one that you really should do. Because this is just a really cute one. This is a cute dress.
I'm trying to find it. I just can't seem to find it. But the Hearts and Candy is really cute, too.
One moment. You go on. Maybe you should put me on mute for a second, because I'm going to have a conversation with my daughter.
Okay, hold on. Okay, now that she's on mute, hopefully she will come back and jingle me on our instant messenger so that I know to put her back on, because I don't know to. But up next, we've got Hearts and Candy with its cute little white, red and white lace dress with hearts, a red bonnet with lace, jeweled red heart pendant necklace, and four red bow shoes. Yet another set of shoes that you cannot really mistake for any other sets, because I don't believe I've ever seen red shoes on any of the other sets. Oh, wait, never mind. Never mind. I just found some. These shoes actually come up in two other sets, so that is about it. And here comes our co-host back with us again. Here she comes.
I'm back. Okay, yeah, you really just didn't need to be let in on that one. That one was no fun.
Okay.
Not even pony related. I mean, if it was pony related, I would have let you stay, but you know.
Okay.
Okay.
So this set I don't have anything of, and I know you've probably sold it.
Which, Candy Hearts?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I had the whole thing, sold it. That little hat broke all the time. That was hard to get the strap not to snap.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the one thing that was a bummer. But I had that, yeah, and the lace was very delicate, too, I seem to remember. But that was a cute set, too. But that hat was annoying, that bonnet thing. So, yeah, I mean, this isn't real high up on my must-have pony wear. I was really excited to get it at first, and then I guess you would say I was kind of disappointed in the frustration-ness of this set.
Well, I'll have to keep that in mind for wanting it. But up next, we've got lights, camera, and action. This is an odd-looking set, I have to say.
Oh, is this the gold lame dress?
The gold dress, the white boa, the jeweled glasses, the gold choker, and the four blue bow shoes.
Yeah, this was a little bit weird. I could never figure out why they chose to put together the color combinations they did for this one, but
yes,
this was all right. This is all right. Again, I would get the Candy Hearts one over this one. This just kind of didn't do much for me.
I've got the dress and I've got the glasses. I'm not really intrigued by getting the hearts set up.
Nah, I wouldn't worry about it.
But the next one, I really would like to get it.
I had this one mint on card. Well, it was mint on card for about 10 minutes.
Of course. But I would like to get the pageant queen with its silver evening gown, jeweled tiara, Miss Pony USA sash.
Okay, sorry. I was thinking of a different set. I didn't have that set mint on card. It's the other set I had mint on card.
Let me figure out which one we take out on card.
Hmm?
Nothing. And lavender bow shoes. This set I would like to get. I don't have anything from this one.
I'm trying to remember. It didn't stand out real great for me, so I probably didn't have it complete.
Probably not. But I think it's kind of cute with the little dress and all of that.
Yeah, no, definitely cute.
Yes. But up next, how many? It's, you know, this is the epitome here. You had Barbie had 15 different wedding dresses, but yet she never got married.
I'm cool. Sienna. Sorry about that.
No, seriously.
No problem.
Time to eat. Come on. Stop it. Come on.
I'm sorry. It's been a very really wacky day for us. I mean, as you could probably figure out for us eating so late. But
yeah. But yes, just like Barbie, she had 15 different wedding dresses. Here comes another wedding set. Something old and something new.
Okay, go on.
You have the wedding gown, the veil, the ring, the lace garter, the white bow shoes and the puffy sticker. The only reason why I mentioned the puffy sticker is I actually have the puffy sticker for this one on the backing. It's never been removed. I have everything from this set except for, I think I might have the veil, I'm not sure. But I definitely know I don't have the ring.
Come tell me how much you want, sweetie.
Don't you know how much to guess?
Well, you know, different days, different, give her a whole bunch and then she don't eat it. You know, give her a little bit, she wants more. Kids. It's amazing how as they grow, they eat different amounts of food. Gosh, if only they would be consistent.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be extremely nice. But this set, I think, is really nice. It's really pretty.
You know, the dress is a little plain, though. I remember thinking, you know, I wish it was a little bit, had a little bit more to it. I thought for a wedding dress, it should have been a little bit more elaborate.
But you know what? You do have some, because if you remember correctly, hold on, let me push back in time here. You had satin and laces gown was really, really ornate. But you know what? You have some wedding dresses that are over the top. They're really ornate. But then you have the ones that are really simple. So there you go. You had satin and laces. Her dress is really elaborate. And you've got something old and something new with something that's really simple. So you're spanning both sides of the wedding barrel there.
Okay.
So I kind of like it. That way you can dress your pony up as a bride one day in the really outlandish dress, and the next day she can be in the real simple one and get married to yet another big brother.
Because in case this is too tough, I wanted you to be careful biting them. Sorry, multitasking.
No problem. But up next we have Sweetness and Lace.
It's the purple one?
This is the purple one.
This is the one I had mint on card. Well, one of the ones, yeah. I really liked this set.
This looks like a really nice set. It's another nighttime set with a purple nightgown, purple sheer robe, a pearl necklace, because, you know, everybody wears a pearl necklace to sleep in.
Of course.
And
this is like the Zsa Zsa Gabor set, okay?
I think so. Because it has the four purple slippers with flower plumes on it, and I've got two of the slippers, and that's all I've got. two slippers. I've never been able to find
them. I think that was one of the harder ones. I think they just had a way of getting lost. I mean, even we had them complete, and there were times where I was like, where the heck did the slippers go? And I'd find three. And they were ours. You know, it's like, you're losing them yourself. Try finding them, you know.
Yes.
They didn't have a regular
set. So. But, yeah, that was a cute, this looks like a really cute set. I would like to try and find this set.
It's a good set. I recommend it. I highly recommend this. I recommend the fuchsia dress first and foremost, and I would probably recommend this second out of this particular grouping.
Yes. But we're going to move on.
Okay, we're moving.
And we're going to do...
I'm multitasking. You're moving.
Yes. We're going to do a twin set.
Twin? Is that what you said?
A twin set. We're going to do mommy's and baby.
Are we going to mommy and baby wear?
Yes. Yay. This is so cute. I've got some of
Most of the stuff in this stuff is cute. I mean, it's...
Oh, yes.
Such a stinking cute idea. Finally... Hasbro starts getting really creative with the pony sets, the pony wear, and they're like, you know what? Since we've got babies, the babies need to dress up, too. Let's make them look like the mommies. So they had these little matching outfits, and they were so cute.
They are, and you've got pony workout, which is...
Okay, maybe not adorable. As cute, but just the concept behind all of them is cute.
It's adorable. This
one's
adorable.
Some of them are really, really cute.
You've got the blue hooded sweatsuits, blue sweatpants with stripes. You've got the gold sneakers, and both were in mommy and baby size.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so itsy bitsy little kissy woochy. I got.
Sweetie, make a mess. Be careful.
I got both.
Sienna, put your legs down. You're getting food on my pajamas, and put your legs down. Sit properly at the table. You got food and everything going off the sides. Okay, I'm sorry you're tired, but at least put your legs down. Okay, welcome to dinner at Lil Ollie Cat's house.
Yes, we got to love dinner.
My daughter, who said she was excited to be eating so late, has now decided that she's too tired. That's what happened.
Yeah, and I always tell you, I don't want you sitting like that.
She wants to sit with her knees up at the table.
Not good. No, not
no,
good.
Not appropriate. Thank you.
No. But as I started, I actually have the sweatsuit complete without the shoes and the sticker. So if someone has the gold shoes, please let me know. I'd like the shoes. I'd like to complete this one.
Yeah, I remember I had this. I remember the sticker for it, too. It's cute.
It is cute. But up next, we're going to do Prima Ballerinas.
Very cute.
This is adorable. I have almost the entire set. And you're going to laugh at what parts I'm missing.
Yeah, okay.
It came with the pink and white striped leotard, the tutu, the four pink fuzzy leg warmers, and four white bow shoes. I am missing... Oh, no, never mind. It's not going to be funny. I'm missing two leg warmers for the baby and two shoes for the baby. If I find those, I've got this entire set without the sticker.
Oh. It's a very cute set.
It is cute. And the set up next, it's one of those sets that you... You look at it and you think, how am I going to get it on this pony?
Uh-huh.
I think you know which one that is.
Is it Ready for Rainbows?
No. The
is
Sun
it?
And Fun.
Fun in the Sun, yeah, the bathing suits. Yeah. Yeah, and when you think about, like, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Anatomically speaking... They're not really correct.
Not for a bikini. But it is cute. You do have...
It's cute, yeah. It's definitely cute. The hats are really cool.
Yeah, the bikini... The yellow polka dot... Now, the funniest thing was it came with a yellow polka dot bikini.
Yeah, that is funny.
And if anyone knows the yellow polka dot bikini song, you know what I'm talking about.
And you gotta love, particularly, this is a perfect example of how body image was just so normal for ponies.
Yes.
Ponies weren't exactly slender and everything else, but they were out there rocking that bikini.
Oh, yes. They were like, oh, yeah, look at me. Look at me in this bikini. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at me in my look with my...
Which is nice. It was nice that you could see, like, a normal body type of sorts.
Yes.
Just having fun in the sun.
Yeah, because this set definitely could not fit the more slender ponies. No, this one was for them regular-sized ponies. You know, they got a little meat to them. And it also came with a striped blanket. I've got this set complete without the sticker.
Cute set.
And I was going to bring it with me to the convention, dress up an adult pony and a baby pony, and take it down with me to the pool party. Completely got it at home. But, of course, I've only got one complete set, so I didn't want to also take the chance of losing a piece.
That would have been a bummer.
There.
Although,
yeah.
You know, chances of you having found the replacement piece while there would have been high.
Not really. I didn't really see this set there for sale.
Oh, then you must have made a wise decision.
Yes. So I had no way of buying a replacement of anything.
Still would have been cool.
Yeah, it would have been nice. That way I would have had two sets. And two sets of ponies could have went out to the beach. But next we're going to go for a little Sunday stroll. And
this is another cute set. You know what, in general, I love these sets. The mommy baby wear is so freaking cute.
Oh, yes, this is so cute. You have a pink floral print dress, a lace bonnet, a pink purse, and pink bow shoes. I have both dresses. I have both dresses. I have the adult shoes, and I have three baby shoes.
You know, I mean, of all the stuff, you know, there's a lot of things in the pony world that I got to sit there and go, what were they thinking? And, oh, I don't like this about it. And I get kind of old and, I don't know, curmudgeon-y.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the mom and the baby pony wear, there's, like, almost nothing bad I can say. I mean, even the set, the one set I probably liked the least, which was the first one we talked about, I mean, they're still so cute, and they just get cuter. I mean, some of these sets are just so darn cute. And, you know, it totally brings out that true little My Little Pony gushy part of me.
Yes, and, thank you. Especially when we're ready for rainbows.
I love this one, too.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, it's like every time we talk about the next one, oh, yeah, I remember this was so cute.
It is. It's adorable. It's a little yellow rain slicker with a little yellow rain hat, two yellow purses, and four red rain boots, which look like little booties.
They are. They slip over their feet. And you could actually, they were like, you could actually probably put them over, like, shoes.
Yeah.
You can take one piece.
They almost, like, look like they were, like, you remember the boots you had when you were a kid? The big rubber horrible things that were supposed to fit over your regular shoes and then you were supposed to take them off when you got to kindergarten?
Yes.
That's what they kind of reminded me of. I mean, they weren't the same style, but I don't know. But they seemed like they were pretty big. You probably could have slipped them on over shoes.
Probably. But these are really cute. The only thing I have of this, all I have is the little rain hats.
Aww. The set is so cute. I hope you find it. It's a really...
I
remember I was so excited when I got this set.
Because I have the hat for mom and I have the hat for baby. So they can't go out in the rain yet. They still got to wait. I keep telling all of my mommy and baby ponies they've got to wait to go out in the rain. But they can go out in the snow.
Oh gosh, another adorable set.
The Snow Angels. A pink skating outfit with fur trim, a winter hat with a little puffball at the top, and four white ice skates. I have this set complete so my ponies can go out into the snow and they can go ice skating. So
yeah, I can't believe that I'm at such a loss for words that pretty much everything I'm saying is, oh, that's so cute. Oh, that's so cute. Sound like you.
It's
so cute.
This is adorable, especially when you've got just the right ponies dressed up in this outfit. You know, it's just like, oh, they're so cute. You just want to pinch their little cheeks, but then you realize you can't pinch their cheeks because you can't grab their cheeks.
Yeah, hard plastic. Can't really pinch it.
No. But babies did continue having pony fun. Getting dressed up with pocket pals along with them.
All right. I got to say, I was highly disappointed in these.
You
go from these adorable mommy and baby pony wear, and the baby pony wear itself isn't, the individual outfits just weren't as cute. I mean, yeah, sure, they're cute. They're baby pony wear and everything, but they're just not, when you put them on the actual ponies, they just weren't as cute. They really weren't. The mom and baby pony wear, I think that was came afterwards, and they improved on the designs and the fit for the baby ponies.
Probably. But I think they're still cute. You've got And each set came in two sets, so you were actually getting two sets of ponyware on a card, which I think was really cute and really a nice idea. But they could have actually kind of put them together in a more cohesive way, so to speak.
I think that was the idea, is that they figured, you know, a little bit of everything.
Yes, because you have the overalls and bunny suit, which the bunny suit was a cute little bunny costume, and it came with a cute little bunny towel. The overalls were pink overalls with a white shirt, a pink hat, four yellow bow shoes, and a doll pal.
You know, one of the things that bugged me about these baby wear, well, first of all, the little costumes were cute, but they were very baggy. So there was only, like,
yes,
a couple that really looked right. And the other problem was these pocket pals. These look like something that Grandma made from the craft store, okay? They're just hideous little things. They're not cute. I'm sorry. Pocket pals are not cute. Pocket pals are weird.
And they're hard as heck to figure out which one you've got unless it's a completely different color. Or the design is completely different. Because some of these actually kind of look the same. At least I think so. Because you've got the jumper and snowsuit, which was a red jumper with striped shirt, four bow shoes, yellow bow shoes, a kitty pal, a striped snowsuit, and a snowman pal. If you look really quickly, the kitty and the snowman kind of look the same.
If you look really closely, every freaking pal is like two little pom-poms glued together. They're all different colored snowmen.
You're right, they are, except for the little accessories.
That was the other thing I didn't like. I was just like, seriously, I mean, Beyonce's grandma could have done a better job.
She could have. But up next, you had the bathrobe and clown suit. Oh. Of the first two sets, I had the complete bunny, I had the pink overall, the yellow shoes, the red jumper, the yellow shoes, the snowman suit was complete with the pal. These pals are hard to find.
You want to know what's funny?
What?
I don't even know if I have any of the baby outfits still. I might have kept one that I'm thinking of offhand, but I have a pal. That Paradise Estate that I got
mm-hmm.
from the yard sale.
Yes.
When, you know, had all of its, you know, didn't have, like, its all of its furniture, but, you know, the building was all intact and everything. And at the bottom of this box were some Fisher-Price little people and a pocket pal for My Little Pony. Out of nowhere, there was no clothing, there was nothing, but there's a My Little Pony pocket pal.
Which one?
The one for the red dress and the striped shirt.
Oh.
Isn't that the one that's like the pink pocket pal with the yellow hair?
Nope.
I can't remember. I have to go look at the stupid pocket pal. But, yeah, I have one. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? Okay, these things that are, like, impossible to find are showing up in the most bizarre little places, you know? I mean, yeah, okay, it wasn't that bizarre. It wasn't like it was a Oscar the Grouch toy. I mean, it was a pony toy,
right.
But there was nothing else in there. There was no other ponywear. There were no ponies. I
if
mean, there were like cowboy men at the bottom of this box and a pocket pal.
God. If you don't want that pocket pal, I'll take it.
Well, I might be. It depends. It depends on. I have a couple places it might have to go. It may go into one of my swap boxes if it's on somebody's list. Or we have, I'm actually having to gather spare accessories, but, you know, we can always talk. What's it mean to you, huh?
Well, you know, I still have that Barbie, yeah.
Don't mean that much. You said it doesn't work.
The washing machine works.
Yeah,
the
but a sewing machine that really meant a lot to me, and you didn't have the record player either. But either way, we'll discuss it.
Okay.
We can maybe strike a deal. We'll see. Gotta give me a few days, though. Swap partner
okay.
might have more priority because, well, that would just be a nice thing for me to do.
Yeah. Next, we have the bathrobe and clown suit. I have this set complete. I have the yellow and white bathrobe, the shower cap, the duck pal, the multi-suit clown costume, multi-colored clown costume, the silver mask, the yellow bow shoes, and the clown pal, and I have the body sticker.
That was the first thing to go, was that stupid clown suit, okay? I hate clowns. Me and clowns really don't get along. When I got that outfit, I think that was, like, out of my house as soon as it got in there.
Oh, God.
I did not keep that thing long. I mean, no, I didn't throw it in the trash or anything. I'm being a little bit of an exaggeration here, but no. I mean, there were a lot of stuff I kept for a long time and then sold. This, no, that was, like, immediately gone.
I think it's kind of cute.
Yeah, but I hate clowns.
Kind of.
Clowns are creepy. And I'm not alone. There are people that actually, there's a phobia. There's an actual name for a phobia of clowns, all right?
Yes, I know.
That tells you something.
I don't know what it is.
Why do they keep making clowns?
I have no clue. But
I think they'd get a clue. When somebody finally comes out with a special phobia just for you, maybe it's time to hang up your hat.
Or your rubber nose.
Yeah, right? Your rubber nose, your grease paint, all of it's got to go. Your big black shoes. Bye-bye.
But up next, I have this set mint on card.
Woohoo! Which one?
The dragon and sun suit.
Okay. And this is another one of those dress-em-up outfits. You had the bunny, and now you have the dragon.
Yeah, dragon with a little dragon tail. Some suits, floral and blue outfit, a blue bonnet, and a frog pal. And I got it mint on card. $9.99.
Yay for mint on card.
$9.99.
Yes, but what was shipping?
It actually, I bought this the same time that I bought the, to strike up the band. So shipping was only about $2.
Cool.
For the both of them?
Right, can't argue with that. Well,
no, it was
$2. I didn't. Did she at least put cardboard or something there? I would have been concerned about the mint and card getting all crinkled and stuff.
She used the harder envelope, so it didn't fold up.
Right. Yeah, what I did do when I sold stuff like that was I'd, like, get pieces of a cardboard box and actually put a piece of cardboard in there so that it wouldn't bend. But a lot of people aren't smart enough to do that, and they'll just stick it in the envelope and send it on its merry way, and the corners will get banged and bent and whatever. But to all of you people that actually insist on using an envelope, it might be a good idea to take a couple pieces of cardboard and sandwich whatever it is that you're putting in there.
Definitely.
That definitely ensures a much safer arrival.
Yes, it does.
I mean, unless it's something you don't want squashed completely.
Right.
It could wind up going through a sorter.
And this next set, I think this is the harder of the baby wear sets to find.
I probably had
it.
I had all the baby wear sets, so I'm sure I did.
I was only able to find part of one. I found the lion suit. I found the costume, but I don't have the kitty pal.
All right, I have to take that back. I didn't have all the pals. I didn't fret about those because I thought they were so stupid. I just counted whether or not I had the actual outfits. And this is probably my favorite of the little baby's outfits was the lion. The lion looked so cute on the babies. It's one of the few outfits from this set that actually fits and works well.
Yes.
And I have to see if I still have that. That might have been one I actually kept because I liked it so much. And if not, I might actually go and buy it again. You know, there's something really weird about buying things you sold. You know? Seriously.
This one I think is really cute because you've got a little baby head sticking out from all that dark orange fur.
And it does. It looks, I'm telling you, guys, if you can only buy one of these sets, you know, this is it. This is the one. This is the one that works the best. This is the one that rocks my boat. This is it. Coming from the persnickety, snickety, picky, you know it's got to be good if I'm giving it the thumbs up.
Yes. It is cute. And it came with sleepwear, which was an orange floral printed nightgown. The same kind of for kind
wasn't
of
that like a pillowcase looking kind of nightgown? That's what I called them. They're just kind of like baggies that slipped over them.
Yeah, that's basically I think what it looks like. And it came with four green fuzzy slippers and a teddy bear pal, which I think that's kind of cute. It came with a teddy bear.
That is cute. I mean, for what they are. It's that's about as good as it's going to get.
Because up next, the last of the sets, you had the elephant suit and party dress.
But I think it was the party dress. I'm going to have to look and see which pocket pal I still have lingering around.
You had the elephant costume, which is pink on the outside, and then the ears, the inner ears, and the feet were gray, which makes no sense. Because I always thought the inner ears were pink and not gray.
Okay, I have the overalls, the one for the overalls, from the one with the bunny suit and the bunny suit, and I guess.
Again, we should talk.
That's the one that comes. Let me see. Bunny suit, bunny bow, overalls, pink with yellow pocket. Yeah, it's for the overalls. It's the pink pocket pal with yellow hair. It's supposed to look like a little doll or something, I guess.
Yes.
Now I am. Now I'm going to the pony room because now I've got to know. I've got to know if I kept any of the pony wear for the babies. Oh, yay! We're up here again. Shall we sniff? Okay, yeah, we've been here once already. Let's see. What do we got? I'm in the midst of having to reorganize the pony room because the pony room is in a bit of a shambles.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to kick myself if I sold the lion suit. I bet you I did. I'm such a dweeb, okay? I'm a dweeb.
Oh, dear.
Are we out of time?
Well, we were out of time 8 minutes ago, but I was just going to let it keep running. But looks like when I ran the last song, I think I might have cut off the recording, so I'll have to...
you mean to tell me we never even said goodbye? We just kept rambling on and on? So people were, like, listening to the show and be like, what happened? Really?
I'll have to see what happens. If it keeps recording, we should be fine. So I'll have to check and see how long the download is.
All right, let me verify this one more time. Okay, for the first time in our show's history, we did not even so much. I mean, you got the warning, right? You did get the whole 90-second warning.
But see, normally we can go on, but I've never hit a button to do anything.
No, what I'm saying is you could have at least said, okay, it's time for Pony Bye-byes, and then we could have kept talking. We never even did, like, the whole, this is key, mono. I mean, come on. I'm like oblivious. I'm like around the house. I'm doing stuff. I'm eating. I'm cleaning. And you're all of a sudden, you're like, yeah, we've been done for 8 minutes. What? You're supposed to at least let us say goodbye and then have the, okay, are we still on? Right on. Let's continue.
I've been paying attention to you.
Oh, my gosh. So we're going to have to talk about this next week. We're going to have to completely explain what the heck happened to the show. Because there are going to be people that are just listening to this going, okay, that was weird.
If it cut off, I'm not sure if it cut off or not.
That would be even funnier if they're listening to this right now going, wow, they're so clueless. These people are a trip. They have no idea.
No, we seriously do not.
That's because we don't listen to our own show. If we did, we'd probably stop doing it.
That is
I mean,
there's
just some things I don't want to know, and that's how I sound. No, I'm perfectly content living in my ignorance. And now I've got to find that dang pocket towel. Where the heck did I put it? Amazing. And I remember I just saw it recently, too. I was like, man, what am I going to do with that thing? You know, I probably did something really stupid, like threw it out. I was probably going like through a cleaning jag or something. I was like, oh, this stupid thing, and I probably tossed it. Wouldn't that be hysterical? I mean, that like goes beyond selling it and being stupid. I think I just threw that stupid thing out. Oh, my gosh. I hope I was not that dumb.
I hope so, too.
You know, and then I'll look it up and find out, like, pocket pals are going for, like, $15 each, you know? I'm like, oh, my God. I'm an idiot. This is what happens when you've been collecting this long and you have this much crap and you've rotated so many things in and out of your collection. It's like you almost forget some of the sanctity of some of this stuff. I mean, as far as, you know, pony collecting sanctity, if you will. And it becomes just like, oh, God, another one of these. You know? What the heck was I thinking? I seriously think I threw it out. Oh, my gosh. That is it's hysterical to me. I know other people are going, oh, my gosh. Pony sacrilege. Oh, well.
Just so that you know, I did mark off where I ended up finding out that we might have accidentally cut the show off without saying goodbye. So if we have to, we'll pick up next week.
Well, that's good. Where did we mark?
We're at the elephant suits if we have to go back.
No, is that where we cut off was the elephant suit? No, we went. That was one of the last things we said. Do you know where the 8 minute mark landed? Or do you have to still go and listen to find out what we were talking about?
No, we were talking about the elephant suit.
Oh, were we?
Yes.
See, that doesn't feel like 8 minutes ago.
No, that was only 4 minutes ago.
And that's when the show... Oh, that's when we got cut off. I see what you're saying. Yeah, like...
I don't know if we got cut off.
If there was anybody listening live, then we got cut off even sooner than that. But as far as what's actually recorded for people to archive and listen to, it was the elephant suit.
Yeah, if it cut off at that point, I'm not sure yet.
Or it's still going. Okay,
yes.
So that's another thing on my hit list. I got to get that lion suit again. I'm serious. With my luck, what's going to happen is I'm going to put out this plea to the pony world saying, please, sell me back my case. Please. And one of two things are going to happen. Either A, said person who has said case knows they have it, is not going to come forward because they're not going to want to sell it to me. Right? Or
right.
Said person... is going to come forward and say, yeah, I have it, but I sold all the stickers individually. Do you want the case back? That's just like with my luck. And I'm hoping, because I know that who I sold it to was somebody at the Maryland Pony Meet. I'm hoping because it's, you know, rather than it being like one of those on over the internet, hey, I have this for sale, somebody just contact me. This was people that I had seen frequently or at least dealt with in person. You know,
well,
that maybe there's a higher chance of being able to recuperate that case. And that case, oh, my gosh, you want to have your heart torn out. Okay, I still can't believe I did this. But I made like $1,000 that year. And so I was rolling in so much money. I had wads of cash coming out of, like, me everywhere. And
God.
I was packing up, and we did the last-minute auctions, and I remember I still had this whole case of the accessories. It was a case full of accessories, okay, with all those stickers and earrings and just pocket pals and baby accessories and stack toys and ducks and just everything, okay? Dream package, glow worms and toothbrushes and you name it, right? It was in there, not to mention the clothes and whatnot. And I sold it for like $30, okay? Totally crazy. I mean, but at that point, like I said, I'm walking around with like $1,000 going, whatever, Merry Christmas, you know? Oh, my God. Yeah, I still can't believe I did that. It probably was like $300 worth of accessories in there. I mean, if you wanted to sell individually and all, stickers alone, you know? Come on. But,
oh, dear.
Yeah, I still, like I said, I don't care. They can keep all the accessories. I just want that case with the stickers back. I'm feeling like I really need that. Maybe I'll get lucky.
Maybe you will. Maybe you'll get the pony luck for that.
That would be really nice. I mean, that would be like, you know, I like to think that I've built up some good pony karma. I've never wronged anybody. I've always been a really good trader and seller. I've always been very honest. I've always, in all my swaps, I've always gone above and beyond. I've been generous. If not sarcastic, I have been very generous.
Yes.
And I've been a part of the community for a very long time, and maybe I have built up enough pony karma that this will pay off. Maybe somebody will come forward.
Maybe. Maybe we'll get some luck.
So what I'm going to do, and here's the funny thing between the two boards, the arena and the trading post. I'm going to put my pony plea on both the main general discussion boards because I wanted to get instant attention. I don't want to put the want to buy section. That's not what this is. This is a pony emergency.
Right.
And I'll bet you the arena moves it to want to buy. And I'll bet you the TP will leave it on the main board.
Hmm.
So that's my little bet for the week. Let's see if the personalities of the two boards, let's see how they handle this pony emergency. Shall be interesting.
You will definitely have to report back to us.
I will.
That.
I will report back on the reception of said pony emergency and how well the community was able to, what's the word they use for that? Gosh, there's a word they use for that when people get together to facilitate the, you know, the dispersal, the whatever, you know, the response to the emergency situation. How fast is the response time?
Yes.
And then there's another word for the actual gathering of resources. But so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to the boards right now, and I'm going to make a post. I pour my heart out, and I probably have a picture somewhere as well. Let me see if I can find a picture in my pictures. But seriously, this is tearing my heart out. I can't believe I'm getting so choked up over this.
Oh.
It is. It's like, again, it's, you know, there are a lot of things that say, okay, it was stupid, I did that, but this is the one that I'm like, okay, no, that's personally painful. I can deal with having sold whatever rare ponies and whatever accessories, but this was a sentimental thing. And I don't know what came over me.
I don't know either.
I really don't. I better stop thinking about it, just get these posts out there before I actually get myself truly upset. Like, like crying or something stupid. You know, as my daughter gets older, I'm starting to go, I remember when she was little and the school. I shouldn't have sold. Like, for instance, I had that whole UK school complete mitten box, all the UK teachers and kids had them all, and they hung out together and they were fun and had a great time together, and I sold it all. And granted, that was a really cool thing to have, but I don't regret that the way I regret selling a little box of accessories with stickers, you know?
Right. Well, you know, you watched Sienna put the stickers in there.
Yeah, I really, again, what was I thinking? I don't even know why that even crossed my mind to sell. It was just one of those things that obviously, yeah, I don't know. Oh, well, I'm going to go so I can make these posts and see if I can find the picture. I at least have a picture of the case, but I don't think I have a picture of it open, showing, like, you know, the stickers of the accessories. But like,
well,
I said, whoever reads it is going to know. They'll know if it,
yeah,
if they're the ones that bought it. Hard to miss.
Well, we'll finish U.S. Pony Wear next week.
Oh, are we acting like we're still alive, or are we just talking now? I thought we were just talking.
Well, we're just talking, too.
Okay.
But,
so we're going to finish up Pony Wear next week?
Yeah, I think we're going to end up finishing Pony Wear next week, seeing as how I don't even know if this is actually recording or not.
Well, even if it is, we didn't finish Pony Wear.
No.
What are you going to do, make it a four-hour, you know, segment? No.
No. We should finish it up fairly quickly and be able to actually start on internationals.
Hmm.
The one part of ponydom I really don't know a thing about. And I really need a crash course in it because for the, not the official, but the unofficial, my unofficial pony swap. Yeah, I need to know a little bit of something about internationals.
Well, I have a little bit. I know a little bit about internationals. I mean, I definitely know more than you, and I have
yes,
a good handful, I guess, of them. I mean, I'm not a huge Nirvana collector or anything by any means, but I mean, I probably have a few dozen or something. So, I mean, at least I'll be knowledgeable enough in remembering times and different things were found and whatever, and some identification points. But we're going to have to go to the expert sites for that one.
Definitely, like, you know, the...
Is that, you know, I don't really want to finish up with Pony Wear and then go into internationals that way. There's got to be something else we can use as a crossover. I would prefer to start the internationals with their own show.
Yeah, that is true. Unless
I don't want to, like, finish up Pony Wear and then go, okay, on to Italians. You know, I mean, no, weird.
Hold on. Let me see here. I've got the other book around here somewhere. And we can discuss a few miscellaneous things that were sold that were pony related.
Good idea. Let's talk about miscellaneous pony things.
Okay, so I'll find not Summer's book, but
Deborah's?
Thank you.
I have Deborah's book, so I can obviously look at it.
So I'll find mine. It's in my room here someplace. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's in the pony warehouse someplace.
Pony warehouse.
Well, that's because everything's in boxes.
Oh, okay. All right, well then.
So, pony bye-byes?
Pony bye-byes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.